Israel strikes Lebanon after ceasefire announcement as Lebanon's president says truce could start soon. Israel continues military actions in Lebanon after a new ceasefire deal backed by the United States. The agreement aims to create security zones under the Lebanese army and to have Hezbollah pull back south of the Litani River, but fighting persists as both sides demand firm commitments. Beirut and Washington say talks will focus on guarantees, while commanders prepare for the plan's next phase. The situation remains tense as casualties rise and questions linger about whether all parties will honor the terms. U.S. brokered ceasefire aims to create pilot zones south of the Litani under Lebanese army control. Israel says it will keep operating until Hezbollah withdraws from the south and the deal is in place. Hezbollah leader rejects the agreement, calling for full Israeli withdrawal and an end to the assault. Officials say new talks will push implementation, stressing this is a last chance to avoid wider war fighting causes, civilian casualties and large displacement in Lebanon. Ceasefire talks edge toward agreement as fighting persists in Lebanon. What was agreed and who mediated a U.S.-brokered ceasefire framework aims to end hostilities by establishing security zones under the control of the Lebanese army. The plan envisions a staged handover where Israel would withdraw from certain areas south of the Litani River. In the initial phase, pilot zones would be created from which Israel would retreat, with the Lebanese military taking over. Beirut officials say they are awaiting firm commitments from all parties and are looking for guarantees that make the arrangement sustainable. The agreement is pitched as a distinct path from a previous pact reached in late 2024, with backers emphasizing a longer-term approach and a role for U.S. leadership. Pilot areas, mobilization, and conditions. The proposal identifies early focal points in the south, including a town in the Nabatee Governorate and a historic fortress that Israel had seized earlier in the week. The Lebanese prime minister said the army will begin moving into these southern zones as part of the first concrete steps. Officials stress that the plan does not cancel Lebanon's broader aim for a full withdrawal of Israeli forces, but instead starts with limited, verifiable zones under Lebanese control. Reactions from leaders and international voices. President Michel Aoun described the process as requiring responses and guarantees from all sides. He and other Lebanese officials portray the accord as an opportunity to reduce tensions and lay groundwork for a more durable peace. In Washington, former President Donald Trump signaled progress toward ending the fighting and discussed the issue with Israeli and Hezbollah leaders through informal channels. Hezbollah's top leadership rejected the plan, arguing that any cessation of fire must include a halt to Israeli attacks and a full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanon. U.S. officials later said the focus would be on concrete actions rather than statements, highlighting the movement of forces into a designated pilot area and the subsequent role of the Lebanese army. On-ground attacks and casualties. Even as the framework was announced, fighting continued at a lower level. Reports from the Lebanese Health Ministry indicate drone strikes and other attacks in the east and south left several civilians dead and more injured, including children and women. Israel reported a soldier killed in combat in the south of Lebanon, the first Israeli fatality in the period following the new ceasefire plan. Israeli authorities stated that operations would persist in areas not yet meeting the ceasefire conditions, including strikes against Hezbollah targets and maintenance of control within areas Israel already holds. Conclusion. The article presents a cautious path toward de-escalation through a U.S.-brokered framework that aims to create pilot security zones under the Lebanese army south of the Litani River. While the plan seeks to reduce fighting, progress remains fragile as each side demands firm guarantees and credible commitments. Israel emphasizes withdrawal of Hezbollah and continued operations until conditions are met. Hezbollah rejects the arrangement, calling for a full Israeli pullback and an end to the assault. Lebanese officials seek durable assurances from all parties. The approach envisions phased handovers and a shift toward de-escalation, but on the ground clashes and civilian casualties persist. The United States and other backers stress concrete actions over rhetoric, underscoring that the next phase will test the plan's longevity and its ability to avoid a wider war. Ultimately, the agreement's success will depend on verifiable compliance, effective protection of civilians, and a shared political will to prevent a broader conflict. Frequently asked questions. What does the new ceasefire plan require in southern Lebanon? The plan creates pilot zones to be run by the Lebanese army. Israel would pull back from those zones, starting with Zawtar and Beaufort Castle. Why did Israel keep striking after the ceasefire was announced? Israel says the ceasefire depends on Hezbollah withdrawing from the Litani area and a demilitarized zone. Until those conditions are met, Attacks may continue. What did Lebanon's president say about guarantees and timing? He said Beirut needs guarantees from all sides. The plan should last. It's different from 2024 and involves the United States and Trump. How did Hezbollah respond to the deal? Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem rejected it. He called it surrender. He says any ceasefire must end the Israeli offensive and pull Israeli forces out. What did the U.S. say about progress and the path to peace? The U.S. said the plan starts with de-escalation and could lead to a permanent ceasefire. Trump said there was progress and spoke with Netanyahu and Hezbollah about stopping.